From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Separate bomb explosions in Afghanistan today killed at least 24 people and wounded around 40 others. The deadliest attack occurred in Kabul when a suicide bomber approached a minibus on foot and set off explosives, killing 14 and wounding another 8. The dead were Nepalese security guards who were part of a company looking after the security of a Canadian embassy in Kabul. Ayaz Ghul reports for VOA from the region.
Deaths were of the Nepalese security guards who were traveling on the bus, and there are also 5 of them wounded. So it was quite a devastating attack in terms of the casualties that people or nationals from Nepal had suffered in Afghanistan.
The Taliban almost immediately claimed responsibility. Hours later, another attack, a roadside bomb planted by militants, wounding a provincial council member, along with his 2 bodyguards, said to be in critical condition. An estimated 30,000 civilians have fled the Iraqi city of Fallujah in the last 3 days, placing a strain on aid agencies. Carl Schimbri is with the Norwegian Refugee Council in Baghdad.
Our staff are there on the ground trying to keep up with the needs, providing water, food, shelter, and basic items like mattresses. But we're running out of stocks. We're running out of funding. I myself have just been to the camps, and I've seen some of the most vulnerable people, people with disabilities, pregnant women, children, out there in the scorching heat.
The Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared an Iraqi victory in Fallujah, but Iraqi fighters still face snipers and bombs as they fight to eliminate IS militants who held the city for more than 2 years. This is VOA News. A new report says global forced displacement last year reached record-breaking levels and now exceeds the number displaced by World War II. To coincide with World Refugee Day, the UN Refugee Agency's Global Trends Report finds conflict and persecution have triggered an escalation in refugees, a sharp escalation in the refugees and internally displaced people in 2015. Meantime, the number of people who have managed to leave Fallujah since the month-long offensive began has topped 80,000. It's believed Islamic State wives and children are among them. Intelligence officials in Iran today have broken up the biggest terrorist plot to ever be conceived against Iran and other areas of the country, according to Iran's state news agency, IRNA. In a statement, the intelligence ministry announced it had thwarted plans by Takfiri, a terrorist group, to launch a series of bombings over the coming days. The attack was planned to coincide with a Muslim holiday of Ramadan, according to the National Council Secretary Ali Shamkhani, who said several suspects have been arrested with bombs and an amount of explosives taken into custody. The term takfiri is a derogatory term used to describe Muslims who accuse one another of being non-believers. Campaigning ahead of Britain's referendum on whether to remain in or leave the European Union resumed Sunday after 3 days of mourning prompted by the killing of a member of parliament. Recent polling shows a tight race between the two sides ahead of Thursday's vote. Michael Gove, who is a British Conservative politician, has broken ranks with Prime Minister David Cameron and is urging people to vote leave to better handle challenges facing the country.
My view is that those challenges will be easier to meet, those risks will be less if we vote to leave, because we will have control of the economic levers. We'll have control over money that we currently send to the European Union. We'll have control over our own laws. And as a result, we'll be able to deal with whatever the world throws at us.
Supporters of the Remain campaign have warned of the potential for economic dislocation caused by leaving the EU after 43 years. The sun-powered Solar Impulse aircraft has taken off from the Kennedy International Airport in New York on what's expected to be a 90-hour transatlantic flight to Seville, Spain, the 15th leg of a round-the-world journey for the first time using only solar energy. The aircraft began its epic flight on March 2015 from Abu Dhabi. In U.S. professional basketball, the Cleveland Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors late Sunday by a score of 93-89 to win the NBA championship, their first such win since 1964. Forward LeBron James was named Most Valuable Player. He had promised to bring the championship to his home city, and he has done that. Congratulations. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.